Episode 2002, How Much Are You Missing in Your Marriage?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day and happy 4th of July. Yes, we are celebrating Independence Day here in the United States. And if you're in another country, you know what? What a better excuse than to have another celebration. Sometimes we just need those moments that say, let's celebrate together. Let's find what connects us. Well, today is Relationship Builders. How much are you missing in your marriage? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live Love and Impact. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, how much are you missing in your marriage? Even though you think you're paying attention, you might be blinded by what you don't see. People desire to be seen and heard. And in marriage, you better believe your spouse wants to be seen. You may not have thought about it, but she wants to know that, gosh, my man sees me. And your hubby wants to know, women, that, my wife has got eyes for only me. But it's amazing to me how much we are missing in our marriage. We simply don't notice that which we should notice. For example, when I color my hair, my sweet hubby doesn't notice. Seriously? I mean, come on. If he doesn't notice a change in my hair, what is he looking at? What is he missing in our life together? Now, that's just a woman's perspective. Dr. Lange says this, the range of what we think and do is limited by what we fail to notice. And because we fail to notice that we fail to notice, there is little we can do to change until we notice how failing to notice shapes our thoughts and deeds. Now, that's a mouthful. But what it boils down to is that if we don't notice that we're not noticing, then we're failing. I mean, that's exactly what it is. And in our marriage, is that what's happening? It's easy to notice what we already see, but it's when we get too comfortable that we stop paying attention. We assume that we will see what needs to be seen. Surely it will jump out when something is worthy of being noticed, right? It's going to raise a flag. Hey, the hair's saying, look at me, look at me. You've been dyed. Yes. Okay. Look at it now. It's a different color. It's a different shade. Yet you don't notice for like a week. Your kids do, but your spouse doesn't. But isn't anything about your spouse worthy of being noticed? Change can't occur until you first notice that change needs to occur. Let that sink in for a minute, because that's hard. Until we know and acknowledge that something needs to change, can change happen? No, it can't. So you got to put on your new eyes. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy. Put on your new eyes. Don't miss what needs your attention. If you only notice what you know, then you will never see what needs to be known. That kind of kicks it right in the gut. And we go around in our marriages missing a lot of things, because we're living out our everyday with just our own ridiculous habits. And habits are great for doing those mundane activities, brushing your teeth, going to the bathroom, even the way you make scrambled eggs in the microwave. Habits are great for things like that. But not living out our everyday, not being present with the ones that we love. I can remember being at the greatest place on earth. Yeah, Walt Disney World. We were attending an event on the top floor of one of the hotels there. I can't even remember which hotel it was. It was years and years ago. And we had access to the roof. The restaurant was up there, and the fireworks were scheduled that evening. Now, no, it wasn't the 4th of July, but who doesn't love fireworks? I mean, come on, I'm all in. It's so romantic, especially from the rooftop. And I've seen fireworks in a lot of different places in different countries. I've been in different states all over, and it's just different. You know, your atmosphere, where you are. And so I thought, wow, the rooftop. Well, we were standing on the rooftop awaiting the beautiful colors and shapes to light up the sky. But first, we heard the oohs and ahs. And I'm sitting there going, why do I hear all these oohs and ahs? We didn't see the fireworks where we were initially standing. We had to look in another direction, and there all the beauty was revealed. As bright as fireworks are, you can still miss them unless you were looking for them. Fireworks are huge. Think about it. You're going to experience it this weekend, maybe in your own backyard, or you're going to go over to friends, or maybe you're going to watch it on TV, wherever you're enjoying some fireworks this holiday weekend. If you're not looking for them, you're going to miss them. You may hear them, but you won't see them. Put on your new eyes. Be aware of what is going on around you in your space, in your marriage, in your home, in your family. When you take the time to look for what you are missing, the impact on your marriage will be like fireworks falling from the sky. You don't want your eyes to fail you. So don't let your eyes fail you. You want your heart to continue to grow. So put on those new eyes. Look, notice, be seen. So then also you can be heard. It's amazing how little of an emphasis we put on what is happening around us. We claim that we're present, but by golly, we miss the boat more than we're on it. Don't be on the rooftop of your marriage looking around, hoping that you're going to just see the fireworks, hoping that they're going to come right in front of you. No, you may have to turn around to see the beauty. So put on new eyes this weekend. See something new within your spouse and then acknowledge it. Tell him how awesome he is and that, you know, you just didn't notice this little thing. And it may be a quirk that's kind of cute and funny. It may be something on your wife that's just like, oh my gosh, that's just so adorable. I never noticed that about her. She just does this. And she's been doing it for years, but I didn't take time to notice. I wasn't present. I kind of took her for granted. We all fall short when it comes to taking our spouses for granted, and nobody wants to be taken for granted. You don't want to. I don't want to be taken for granted. So don't take your spouse for granted. Don't let your eyes fail you so your heart can continue to grow. Go out today, live, love, and impact. Create your own fireworks today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a sparkle of a weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.